Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, so here we go. Which weight loss supplements are safe and actually work? Isn't that a big question now that we are done with Christmas or Thanksgiving? Actually, I guess it starts with the candy and Halloween, and then we move into Thanksgiving, and then we got Christmas and all the food we eat. We definitely tend to overdo it, and so this time of the year, everybody wants to lose weight, and that's fine. So what I want to do is I want to move away from the same old stuff you hear about, yes, eat less, exercise, decrease stress, all that kind of stuff, check your hormones. I mean, all that stuff's important. But let's be honest. Most of you are looking for a supplement. So here's what I did. With so many options, and let's be honest, lots of sensational claims, how can you know which weight loss supplements are safe and actually work? Well, I have a ranking system that will help you to discover which ones are good and which ones maybe aren't so good. So here's what I did. I took the top 10 weight loss supplements based on Google searches and Life Extension members. You know, we have a health advisory department you can call in. And we looked at weight loss questions when people were calling in asking about these supplements. So we took Google searches, Life Extension members, and we came up with these 10 weight loss nutrients, which seem to be, I'm not going to say the most popular, but more popular than any other ones out there. So I looked at those 10 and I applied 4 different numbering systems to them. I looked at the amount of research, which has to do with how many publications that nutrient has. I looked at the research results, you know, looking for about 8 to 10% loss of weight. I looked at research safety, obviously, where there are a lot of problems with this nutrient. And then I looked at what we call anecdotal evidence. That's, you know, do people enjoy taking it? Do they claim to have good success, even though the research may not back that up? So those are the 4 categories that I looked at for these 10 weight loss supplements. The total points in my system, the total points, the perfect weight loss nutrient in my system would get 15 points maximum. So that would be an awesome weight loss product. Lots of weight loss, completely safe, lots of publications. Okay, so let's take a look. I'm going to do this like David Letterman. We're going to count it down from the worst to the best. So we're going to start with number 10 on our survey here, and that is raspberry ketones. Heard a lot about those last year in 2013. Raspberry ketones only scored 3 out of 15 points. You want to know why? There's no research on raspberry ketones. It only has 2 publications, and these are cell culture studies and mice studies. No peer-reviewed publications, which is the best ones we're going to look for, and no human weight loss studies. So there's really I don't know what kind of weight loss results there are because there's no studies. Now, it is well tolerated in at least, you know, when you look at anecdotal evidence, people that take it seem to do fine on it, and they kind of like it, so it gets a few points, but there you go. Raspberry ketones, even though it was going to be the big thing in 2013, it's not for 2014. They only got 3 out of 15 points in my system. Number 9, bitter orange. This helps you to burn fat. Bitter orange only gets 4 out of 15 points. It does have some research. There are 10 weight loss trials in 1 peer-reviewed journal. It has some good weight loss, around 8% drop in weight in about 12 weeks on average when you look at all those research studies. So that sounds really good for bitter orange, but here's the problem. Lots and lots of side effects, especially when people are taking other types of stimulants. Matter of fact, bitter orange in combination with caffeine, not good at all. People didn't like it. So it only gets, because of that safety issue, bitter orange, which is a popular one out there, only gets 4 out of 15 points. Number 8 on this survey, you've probably heard this one. It's been around for a while, and it's still popular. Hoodia. Yeah, Hoodia has a score of 5 out of 15 points. I will tell you that the reason it has 5 out of 15 points really comes from the fact that people swear by Hoodia. They love it. When you look at the anecdotal evidence, people love taking Hoodia. They claim lots of weight loss, no problems. However, when you actually look at the studies, and there's been a few, not a lot, there's just been 3 or 4 of them, it has modest weight loss, around 5 to 6%, but it also has a lot of stomach issues when you take it and muscle aches. So I think there's a safety issue with Hoodia, but people swear by it, so it gets 5 out of 15 points. Number seven on our list, and this was kind of surprising to me, this is green tea. Green tea has been known to raise metabolism, and there's a lot of good studies that do support that. So there's a lot of good research, even peer-reviewed journals on green tea and weight loss. The problem is not a lot of great result. You're only going to get around less than, even in most cases, less than 5% of your weight if green tea is the only thing that you're doing. So because of that, green tea only gets 6 out of 15 points. Now, green tea, come on, drink it. You should take a capsule of it if you're interested in a strong antioxidant. I mean, green tea is awesome for you. We're talking about green tea by itself and weight loss. Really not all that great, about 6 out of 15 points. Number 6 on our list. Now, the official name for number 6 is hydroxycitrate, but it's from Garcinia cambogia. That is a very popular one out there last year. Hydroxycitrate or Garcinia had 7 out of 15 points. It has moderate weight loss. It's relatively safe, but it has a lot of good research behind it. 12 small, short-term human trials with Garcinia, and all of them showing, you know, small weight loss, but very well tolerated. So it received 7 out of 15 points. That's number 6 on our list. So now we're going to number 5. Now we're going to start seeing the numbers go up a little bit here. Number 5 on our list, if you're interested in losing weight, is mangosteen, which is a type of fruit. Now, mangosteen receives 9 out of 15 points based on my system here. Again, I'm looking at research, I'm looking at research results, I'm looking at research safety, and I'm looking at anecdotal evidence. When you put that all together, mangosteen fruit, mangosteen extract, has 9 out of 15 points. And so far, compared to the first 5, this is pretty good. It has 2 peer-reviewed publications. Again, that's awesome. It has significant weight loss, greater than 10% in these studies, in only 8 weeks. So that's pretty encouraging, but I will tell you, mangosteen is usually combined with something else that's known to also cause weight loss. So it's hard to tease out exactly how much of that weight loss mangosteen is responsible for. Well tolerated, people like it, 9 out of 15 points, mangosteen fruit. All right, number 4, getting close now, right? Getting close to the number 1. Number 4 on our list, or my list, I guess, as I came up with this, is conjugated linoleic acid, CLA. This is a type of fat that's good for you, also known to cause some weight loss. It has 10 out of 15 points. Now we're getting up there. 10 out of 15 points for conjugated linoleic acid. It has numerous weight loss trials. It has 4 peer-reviewed publications. That's amazing for CLA. So you know it has a lot of good history behind it, a lot of good research. It has modest weight loss, so it gets 10 out of 15 points. Not bad. Number 3 on the list is fucoxanthin. This is a brown seaweed extract. It has 11 out of 15 points. It has 3 trials, 1 peer-reviewed publication, so that's good. Significant weight loss in all the trials. Fucoxanthin averages greater than 10% drop in weight in 16 weeks. Here's the problem with fucoxanthin. Notice it was 16 weeks. People give up on fucoxanthin too quickly, so stick with it. Again, the score for fucoxanthin, 11 out of 15. 11 points out of 15. Now we're getting up there. Number 2 on the list is 7-ketoDHEA. This is a type of hormone that really burns fat well. 11 out of 15, just like fuco. I put it before fuco because it has more peer-reviewed publications. And the number 1 weight loss nutrient based on all these studies and all the results and safety and anecdotal evidence is Ervingia gabonensis, African mango extract. 12 out of 15 points. Lots of studies. Great weight loss, well tolerated, and people love Ervingia gabonensis. 12 out of 15, the number 1 weight loss nutrient based on my system. I like it. It works out pretty well. If you want to learn more, go to lifeextension.com. Awesome. So this is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.